This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm not alone anymore. Super Don's back to work. We got a rocking show scheduled for you tonight. Glad you're tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN. And we've got an update on Liam Sheff from Liam Sheff himself a little later. I know many people have been anxiously awaiting that. That will be coming. Also, homeoprophylaxis. Y'all that are figuring out vaccines ain't so safe, you have another option. Yes, you do, in preparing your immune system or that of your child. We'll get to that with Sheila Whatcott and, of course, the upcoming homeoprophylaxis seminar in St. Pete, Florida. But for now, people are dropping like droves, dropping like flies everywhere. Not like mosquitoes, but like flies. Because of what? Dietary supplements or FDA-approved drugs? We got another chance to revisit that today, Super Don, and I'm very excited about this. Because despite our trepidation and our fear that somehow, some way, because dietary supplements are so unregulated, it's like the Wild West out there. You never know when grandma's going to pack up some dirt from her garden and sell it to you as it's a probiotic, right? People are just going to be dying like there's no regulations anywhere. The FDA can't be everywhere to save us from the danger of dietary supplements. But woe unto the FDA and those who believe what I've just said.
You got kind of biblical there for a moment.
Yeah, I got to get to, you got to talk in biblical terms when you talk about FDA.
Woe unto you.
Right. Because yes. You got drugs and vaccines sleeping together and regulators wanting to make sure that everybody gets theirs, whether they want them or not. How many deaths from supplements? The latest data coming from the year 2013. Of our Lord, right? See that? This, according to that data, we got a big... Is it okay to say goose egg if it's not Easter?
Well, hold on. We got
Zero. Oh, you're doing the calculation.
Five divided by...
Very carefully. Don't mess
zero.
This one up.
Zero, that would be
right?
Zero.
Is it a duck egg or a goose egg? What kind of eggs do you paint on Easter?
Plastic.
Plastic eggs, of course. They just come pre-painted. Petrochemical eggs. Those are the dangerous ones, folks. Ah, man. Alliance for Natural Health just reiterated what we've been talking about for many years here. The claims that dietary supplements are dangerous and unregulated are unfounded. How do we know that? Again, year 2013, zero Americans died. Zero. But eight. That was almost one. Zero. It's close to one. Could have been one. We're talking vitamins. We're talking amino acids. We're talking Ayurvedic herbs. We're even talking about kava kava, which I love some kava kava, good relaxing stuff, or yohimbe, which is not something I'm taking, but, you know, even if you wanted to take yohimbe, it's not killing you.
No.
Yeah.
Not taking any yohimbe?
No, not taking any yohimbe. Yeah.
All right.
Yohimbe salads, yohimbe soups, yohimbe sodas. None of that. I just look at all the things. You go into a health food store, and a lot of the stuff is actually pharmaceutical. You know, a lot of the vitamins are not real food. But even those are not resulting in death. Zero in the year 2013. Now, if there has been in 2015, 14, or 16, it would have been splashed front page everywhere, and it would have supplanted even Zika in the news cycle. so that the FDA could say, see, so that the Democrats could say, see, we told you. The FDA needs more power, needs more authority to force you to take the drugs because at least they're regulated. Well, let's talk about those regulated drugs, shall we? One of Super Don's favorite topics, drug safety, drug commercials, and the rapid-fire wordage or verbiage at the end of those drug commercials telling you all the reasons why you don't want to come anywhere near the drug we've just told you you need.
I don't think there's anybody out there that's watched a drug commercial that doesn't have the same opinion. They literally are a joke. They're parodied all the time on TV, on Saturday Night Live. You know, it doesn't matter. And so, yes, it is something I find quite a bit of humor, even though it's a really morbid humor, if you really want to be honest about it. But
yeah.
Over the years, we have literally, we've covered kind of like a Robert Scott Bell Hall of Fame of these drug commercials. And the one that we used to play a lot back in the day when it first came out was that drug called Enbrel.
Enbrel, remember that?
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew everybody's mind that one of the side effects that they would cite in the commercial was lymphoma. Which was just like, are you kidding me? You're going to give me this drug because I have plaque psoriasis, which, you know, it's unsightly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it might give me cancer?
Side effect, cancer.
That's
wait a
crazy,
second.
Right?
Wait a second. Yeah, right. But it's approved by the FDA. So, Super Don, you just take your panties out of a bunch and relax. The FDA has got you covered.
It. Yeah, we'll get rid of that plaque psoriasis. And then another one came up a few years later for gout, and it was this drug called Uloric, right? And
it had the
commercial of the guy running around with a beaker full of green stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the side effects of this medicine for gout is worsening gout symptoms. And I was just like, oh, come on, you got to be kidding me. That if I've got gout and I take this, it might make my gout worse? Why am I going to take this then, right?
By the way, in the meantime, if you took cherry juice concentrates, you'd do the same thing the drug does.
Oh, but you can't say that.
Oh, that's right. You can't tell anybody that.
FDA team comes in the door.
Wait a second. No, I thought America, land of the free, freedom of speech, First Amendment, right? We can say whatever we want.
It sounds good in a song, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah.
So check it out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to take Enbrel off the top shelf of the trophy case.
Ooh, Enbrel could be upset.
I came across last night, I'm watching TV, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this commercial comes on for asthma sufferers, okay? And I've never heard of this drug before. It's an inhaler called Breo. And it starts off really nice, you know, about, oh, people with asthma, and, you know, they need to be able to breathe and all this kind of stuff. And then what followed that, I had to go, wait a minute, hold on. And I actually had to go on the computer and I had to look up the commercial because I couldn't believe what I heard.
So do you think we can let the listeners hear it too?
Let's take a moment here. And in this first clip, you get to hear all the wonderful things that this medicine will do. Reasonable things somebody who suffers from asthma might want to experience.
All right, Breo. It sounds innocuous enough. It sounds like Breo. Yeah, let's have some Breo with our cheese or something. But all right, and you say it's for asthma, correct? We're going to find out all the wonderful things. Imagine the butterflies flying as you listen to this partial commercial for Breo.
I have asthma, one of many pieces in my life. So when my asthma symptoms kept coming back on my long-term control medicine, I talked to my doctor and found a missing piece in my asthma treatment.
Once daily Breo prevents asthma symptoms. Breo opens up airways to help improve breathing for a full 24 hours.
Okay, so it prevents asthma symptoms. It opens up airways for a full 24 hours. What could go wrong?
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want asthma symptoms. The symptoms are bad. You want to be able to breathe. So this helps you breathe, right? Yeah. So, you know, like any drug, there must be some kind of side effect. So here is the very first side effect that they cite in this commercial if you happen to take Breo.
Okay, ears wide open because your lungs won't be.
Breo contains a type of medicine that increases the risk of death from asthma problems.
What?
Oh, what? Wait, I can hear that again. Wait, what did it say?
Increases the risk of death from asthma problems.
Wait, one more time.
That increases the risk of death from asthma problems.
It doesn't sound so good anymore, Super Don.
Okay.
I just can't breathe.
If I suffered from asthma, and I went to my doctor, and my doctor tried to sell me on a drug for my asthma,
right,
that will increase my chances of death from asthma.
You know,
not a great marketing tool here.
Well, listen, what? if you think that buying Brio is going to save you, take a deep breath and don't buy it. Please don't buy it, Brio. Oh my gosh, that's a,
dude,
you're right.
Insanity.
That does take place of Enbrel.
This is insanity.
Folks, we have an FDA to protect us, and this is how they do it. It's actually for sale right now. Ask your doctor for Brio. Never mind, the doctor's not going to tell you what you just heard in the commercial, that it could increase your risk for death from asthma. But if you sell, or let's say if you, let's label lobelia tincture, right? Lobelia, I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. And I don't sell any lobelia, so I can tell you straight up, if you put some lobelia in a big glass of water and drink it down, sip it down a little bit every morning, slowly, that you can reverse this. Or you can take silver hydrosol and put it in a nebulizer and inhale it, and that it can, you know, improve your health of your lungs, right? Reverse some asthma stuff. And neither one of those are going to cause death, collapse, lungs to stop working. But if I began to sell either the silver or if I sold the lobelia tincture, suddenly now my freedom to communicate what I just told you is, it's muted. It's snuffed out. In America, and we got listeners all over the world, and, you know, listen, I love America. You know, I love what it stands for. We are self-effacing enough, and we can look within and say, you know what, this is not going right. I don't like this happening, but the ideals are good. The ideals are high and real. But we do not have freedom of speech when it comes to health and healing in America. Case in point, the ability to speak Brio.
The part that just pisses me off,
mm-hmm,
is that they would come out and say, well, you can't do that because that is not approved. There's nothing that proves that lobelia tincture or proves that silver cures or mitigates disease.
The thing,
right,
is, Super Don, they say that, but there is evidence. It's just not the evidence that they'll approve of. And
okay,
they get to be the gatekeepers.
Here's what I would counter that with.
Mm-hmm.
You're approving something that has been proven to increase the chance of death of asthma.
Mm. You had to throw that in their face, didn't you?
Hello?
Let's check in with Hillary Clinton and see if she's taking Brio. Yeah, I think that's the sound of Brio breathing, right? Good Lord. All right, folks. We've got a new segment coming up. Super Don will set it up for us, I think. It's an I told you so segment, evidently. And then we've got news on the Zika virus and baby boomers versus millennials. This is going to be interesting. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, later today we've got Liam Sheff with an update on his health as it relates to the nervous system. You don't want to miss that. Also, Sheila Woodcott with the homeoprophylaxis seminar coming up, the event, St. Pete, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, Florida. WorldwideChoice.org. It'll be up in the show notes momentarily, robertscottbell.com. You know, this segment, you've got a story here we're going to cover, Super Don, that you found, like you said, and I hope you had a fun time last night with your family. I'm just glad that you could enjoy the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it was cool. Got while everybody together and hanging out.
While I was here laboring. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You know what? I was listening.
You heard me? Oh.
Well, come on. Let's be honest now. If you're going to bag on Super Don here. Wasn't it hour two that I sent you a message?
Cause yes,
I was
just to see
if everything was okay.
I know. I can't. You know, Super Don's just like he's watching out for me, even when he's not here. He's listening to say, "Is Dr. Batar going to make it? It's not. I'm ready to jump in." It was really great. No. I tease because we love.
It's hard to keep me away, but I do it once.
No. I was really sincerely. I was glad you were able to hang out with the family, have a good time. So, this is a segment where I have to reminisce about Jerry Doyle. Every time these stories come out where you go, Robert was right again, right? You hear him do that. And it's just funny. It was great. And love Jerry for that and so much more. But you actually come up with a theme song for it. That's kind of crazy.
I think it's time. I mean, we need to come up with a theme for this because we're covering these types of stories all the time where it's like, oh, really? Wow. You're finally, science is getting, you know, to the point where they are agreeing with you. But this is something you were saying 10 years ago.
Right.
So and nobody seemed to be on the same page until now.
So how do you set this up? What do we do here?
Well, Robert was right. We've been saying that a lot. That's what Jerry used to say. But I kind of like a little bit different way of saying it. And this is now going to be the theme for a segment that we're going to call I Told You So.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Going a little country on the I Told You So. That's kind of, it softens it a bit, Super Don. I like that.
Yeah, not something I usually do, but I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a whole lot of other I Told You So songs to go with.
No. There's some country songs. There's some good ones. I Told You So. I didn't know that one. So I told you and I told you and I told you what I told you. I told you that eczema and hay fever related to early antibiotic use. How did I know? Because my own body told me that. I was on so many antibiotics as a kid, and I had just vicious eczema on my skin, behind my elbows, behind my ears, behind my knees. I scratched till I bled. Boy, did I have hay fever. I was a poster boy for every respiratory allergy you might imagine. Now, research, guess what? Links eczema and hay fever to early antibiotic use. They looked at nearly 400,000 people. This is not like a study of one. Oh, that's just Robert. No, nearly 500,000 people presented on Tuesday at the European Respiratory Society annual meeting in London. Clear association between the risk of eczema and hay fever in adulthood, but in childhood even, because you've been on a number of antibiotics. And the more antibiotics you're on, the more hay fever, the more eczema. Increases from 15 to 41%. Of eczema, and hay fever increased between 14 and 56%. Of course, if you're one of those, it increased by 100%. And Super Don, I don't know if you had lots of eczema and allergies like I did, but it was a mess, man. Always on medicines, steroid creams, hydrocortisones and things. And it was like all of these things were weakening.
I didn't really have much of a problem with allergies growing up. I had just a very minor thing when I was really young with cut grass. That bugged me for a little while, but I got through that.
Gotcha, yeah.
But, you know, what is just amazing here, once again, is they are recognizing, and they cite in this study here, that the use of the antibiotics likely disrupted the immune system by impacting the microbes in the gut.
Yep. Destroy the gut at your own peril. Who participates in that gut discussion? Destruction, I shall say. More than anyone? Your doctor. Your doctor. Your allopathically trained medical doctor, approved by government, licensed by the state, giving you eczema, giving you hay fever. And if that were the worst, you'd be like, oh, okay. It wasn't fun for me, but at least I'm alive. But it's much worse than that. Remember yesterday we covered the acknowledgement admission in The Lancet that 50% of the people that are undergoing chemo die from chemo. We know it's more than that, but that was a stunning admission from them. So, do what the FDA tells you. Do what the CDC tells you at your own peril. We're going the other way right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Zika virus scams, updates, fear-mongering. We'll calm those fears. And we'll also go to Detroit, an area near Detroit, where they're fining you for puddles. Why? We'll get to that. And it relates to the Belgian Congo somehow. Somehow! I don't know. We'll figure it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This is the weekend, 9/11 on Sunday. I'll be broadcasting live from Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Cancer Prevention Convention. I'll be speaking there with Ty and Charlene Bollinger and family, TMB and RSB together again, Dr. Jimenez, and we are going to be, there's even Shane Trio, I believe, is coming from the 10th Amendment Center. So we got a great lineup this weekend in Ann Arbor. And fortunately, no Zika there, but we've got a Michigan story stimulated into action because of the fear of Zika and other things we're going to get to in a moment.
But this is the Zika update. By the way, if you want to know where I'm going to be, what's coming up, there are links that will be put up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. Zika virus. Burial spring in Miami set to begin. And, you know, I see this picture on this story, and you'll get the link soon, or if you're following us on social media like Twitter and Facebook, follow me on Facebook at RS Bell Media. And I see this picture of this guy with a pressure washer. And I'm thinking, oh, looks like they're going to do something more holistic, and they're spraying like 250-degree water, I mean superheated water, to kill anything, and then they're vacuuming it up so there's no stagnant water. I'm like, hey, I could support that. That's no problem. Superdon says, I don't see that. Are we looking at the same thing? And I scroll down the article, and we are looking at the same article, but for some reason, he's a PC guy. He doesn't see pictures on his computer. I'm a Mac guy. I see only pictures. No writing.
I see pictures. I just don't see dead people.
Okay, good. Well, they're set to begin spraying like 5 a.m. Thursday between 8th and 28th Streets in Miami Beach, Biscayne Bay. And there are people that are up in arms like we would be if they're coming into our neighborhood spraying this nasty stuff. Because it's indiscriminate, and I believe it's the same stuff that they sprayed in South Carolina. We talked to the nice lady the other day about the killing of the bees. And you don't tell me that they don't need bees down there with all the fruits and vegetables that are growing in South Florida, right? They're going to destroy the agriculture down there. But Governor Scott says, yep, go ahead and spray. My wife's a pesticide
manager. In all fairness, they do acknowledge the situation that happened in South Carolina, and they are saying that they are they're warning. There's one beekeeper in the South Beach area that they have warned that they need. They're supposed to place like a wet burlap over the hive to protect it or whatever
really?
Like that. So
I'm not giving them much credit because they're still freaking out over something they don't need.
But what about
out.
The beekeepers? I don't know. I guess beekeepers are supposed to notify the government to let them know, right? No, we're over here. But...
Well, darn straight. I should hope so.
Yeah.
Now, in this case also, they're spraying buffalo turbine trucks targeting breeding areas with BTI, which is a larvicide. A larvicide. Now, where have we heard about larvicides? Folks, you watch this. This hot spot where they're spraying and dumping larvicide. 9 months from now, could be 18 months from now, as the water table gets polluted and the people are drinking exposed to larvicide, you're going to see the microcephaly manifest. And they're going to blame Zika. This is how the game is played. The very things they're using to eliminate the mosquitoes because they're afraid of a virus are the very things that are going to facilitate and manifest the microcephaly and birth defects. That's why, you know, the other day when I was so ticked off on the air, it was because of stupid, you know what I want to say, that like this, that happens. Kill the mosquitoes. Did anybody read Silent Spring by Rachel Carson? Anybody? Does anybody ever even know what they did? Oh, no, that was DDT, Robert. We got people that say DDT wasn't bad. It's mosquitoes that are bad. Yeah, I know mosquitoes can be vectors for disease, but, oh, man. Just destroy all of life in the name of another part of life? Who created mosquitoes? Take it up with the man upstairs and find a way to live together. Now they're saying the Zika virus may linger in your eyes. Wow. Everybody, wear goggles.
Oh, no. Not yeah. Zika in my eyes.
Call Michael Phelps. Can we borrow your goggles? They're saying that they're determining this by saying that we found it in the tears of infected mice. So don't start crying, Super Don. You'll be infectious
tears?
And contagious. Yeah, mouse
like
tears.
Little tiny mouse tears?
Mouse tears, right? You can milk a mouse for tears. The discovery from tests on mouse fetuses, newborns, and adults explained why some people infected with Zika develop eye disease. Everything and anything Zika can do now. It is like the supervillain, the new supervillain. And, you know, it's like we say it, it must be true. Been around since 1947. Now it's patented. You can buy it at ATCC. Never did anything really much at all. And now it's the scourge of mankind. And it's found in mouse tears. Oh, I do want to say mouseketeers. Mouse tears.
It does sound like mouseketeers.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you've got viruses replicating in your eyes, dude, just spray some silver hydrosol in it. For goodness sake, it stops viral replication. We can all, they're saying Zika causes conjunctivitis. It's like pink eye. We already can take care of that. man. I mean, is there any hope for modern medicine, man, to see through this? I'm not so certain, because modern government, man, is as stupid as ever. Michigan, we're going there. I love all our Michigan listeners. We're going to Ann Arbor. Do you know about this Michigan city outside of Detroit named, is it near Detroit? It's called Warren, Michigan?
Warren, Michigan. Yes.
Yeah, it's like war in Michigan. No, Warren, Michigan. But yes, the local government there has declared war on the people. How are they doing that? Well, they're gonna fine you. Why were they gonna fine you? Well, let's set the stage here and hear the first clip and see if it makes any sense at all.
The city of Warren prides itself on keeping the streets safe and clean. For Mayor Jim Fouts, that includes protecting it from one of its most deadly foes, mosquitoes.
The most deadly? All right. I don't recall the last time I heard of deadly mosquitoes in Warren, Michigan, or Detroit, Michigan.
Dude, if you go to the Detroit area, don't worry about getting mugged mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, right? So what is it that they're so concerned about? What is really happening up there in Warren, Michigan? They're saying the deadly mosquitoes are like, that really is the big problem in Michigan? I know Michigan's got a lot of problems, but I didn't know that mosquitoes killing people was the problem up there.
I felt that we needed to take extraordinary measures to make sure that we don't fall into the serious situation we had maybe about a decade ago or so.
That's when Fouts says several people in Warren died from mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus.
Oh, man. Oh, they're bringing up the West Nile virus now, right? The hell? Is it the West Nile crocodile, for all I know, because they make these claims and then they're not validated. Nobody challenges them. But maybe it's not West Nile. Maybe it's Zika. Or maybe it's something else. What does this mayor think is going on?
But now Fouts is worried about Zika and another disease carried by mosquitoes that's been dormant in America for over a century.
I'm predicting that we will face the problem of yellow fever probably in about a year to 2 years.
What? What?
Oh.
The mayor of Warren, Michigan is predicting the return of yellow fever after a century of absence? In 1 to 2 years? Pray tell, where is he getting his information? Now, the thing is, this is, some of the citizens there are saying, you know what, this is a money grab. I know that there's not a lot of taxpayers, not a lot of tax money up there because the economy's tanked. But, you know, they could fine you for a puddle. They'll fine you for your pool. They want to issue tickets, and it could be rather expensive for the locals.
Fouts has ordered city inspectors to issue warnings and then tickets to residents who have standing water in pools and other places where mosquitoes breed.
If they do not respond in time, then they could face a fine of anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
Dude, I missed that puddle after the rainstorm. That'll cost me $1,000. Are you kidding?
Excuse me, sir. You have a bird feeder in your front yard. That'll be $500.
Yeah. And some of the citizens are pushing back and going, you know, what about you, Mr. Government? What are you doing about the holes you're digging, the ditches you're leaving?
Some residents are seeing red over the mayor's concerns about yellow fever.
They better inspect their ditches and their dirt streets that hold water. And the more ditches they keep digging out through here, instead of worrying about people's pools.
They're worrying about their pools instead of the ditches. It's like maybe put the mayor in a ditch. And since when do you have a pool that if you want to swim in safely that you're not, let's say, treating with chlorine or some other method that would basically prohibit or preclude mosquitoes from breeding in it? Now, Super Don, I know you're not the pool guy, but even you, when we were talking about this off the air, we're going, I think they use... Yeah, chlorine.
Yeah,
I'm just
thinking chlorine is just not going to allow that sort of problem to happen. Now, who knows? Give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're not saying that the treated, well-kept swimming pools would be fine, but maybe like, you know, the ones that people aren't taking care of, right?
Right. Now, when it comes to protecting the public, we will spare no expense, even though we don't have the money for it. We'll fine you for it, and then we'll tell you why we've done it.
There hasn't been a case of mosquito-transmitted Zika in Michigan, and there are no mosquitoes with yellow fever in the Western Hemisphere. But Fouts says, better safe than sorry.
In the entire Western Hemisphere, there are no skeeters with West...
The Western Hemisphere?
The whole Western Hemisphere.
Holy
he said it.
Cow.
Yeah, right? So this is how they protect and serve you. In Warren, Michigan. Now, the question rightfully is, brings us to this kind of concluding question. Where does this guy come from? Where is he getting his information? How did he conclude that, well, I predict in a year or two, yellow fever will make a return to Warren, Michigan. That's why I need to fine you for any puddles or any swimming pools that you have, because, listen, I'm the Superman here. With the cape, I'm coming in to protect you. We're from the government. We're only here to help you. Do we have any information on where this guy, the mayor of Warren, Michigan, got this information? Because I want to hear it if we do. Super Don, do we have any information on that?
Yeah, you know what? We do. And listen, this guy is like Miss Cleo.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going to happen, and it's based on this information right here.
Mayor is basing his concerns about yellow fever on a WHO report, the World Health Organization report, that shows yellow fever is gaining momentum in the Congo.
What? Congo?
Oh, you know what? I've been telling them they need to shut down that super highway between Warren, Michigan and the Belgian Congo in Africa.
Congo.
Right? Excuse me? Is there a direct flight we don't know about between the Congo and Africa and anywhere, even Detroit, Michigan?
Wow.
This guy is a piece of work. I don't know who elected him. Can we get him on the phone? That would be an interesting call. I got to ask him about that. So if your mayor wants to fine you for a puddle in the water because yellow fever is coming back in a year or two, ask him why he knows that or where he got that from. And if he says the World Health Organization and the Congo in Africa, you might want to find a new mayor because this one's clearly lost his mind. All right, let's take on the millennials versus the baby boomers. Thankfully, Super Don and RSB are in the middle. We're Xers, so we don't count.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Napa Know-How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA Know-How.
NAPA Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Jenna breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ding 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 ordering a main bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Gotta love millennials.
Ooh. Nice. Hashtag how to confuse a millennial. This is a funny story. It's up on Cheeseburger. We'll have it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We love Captain Morgan. She's our millennial assistant producer, image director, and well, making us look good out there to the world. And Super Don, we have fun with her because we talk about things we grew up with, and she'd be like, I don't know, I think I heard about that, right? But it's even a bigger rift between the baby boomers, evidently. Yes. The baby boomers and the millennials. And, I know we've got another clip from that song. Where did you find this song?
Dude, I just came across it. This thing was very popular. I hadn't seen it, and it's got like 2 million views. And this guy did this, and it's a cappella, so I have kind of a special appreciation for it. But it's great. I mean, he's sitting here singing about millennials. And listen, it's a stereotype. It's not accurate with everybody.
Fast and loose.
Yeah. It's kind of harsh. Yeah, listen to the second clip from the song here.
Criticism isn't easy for their ears. They feel like they know most everything. See, they grew up with undeserved confidence, cause they got trophies just for participating.
They got trophies just for participating. That was a little Bobby McFerrin style there. That was fun. I like that. You know, millennials, take it in the spirit with which it was shot over the bow, I think. I hope there was some love there. But it was coming from baby boomers. Hashtag how to confuse a millennial. And they got rebutted, though, right? Because some of those is ask them to make a call on a rotary phone, right? That's one of the things they said. This one I didn't understand, Superani. You had to explain this to me. Ask them how to spell the word bay.
Yes,
B-A-Y.
There's a thing where it's and I guess it is a millennial thing that the word bay, spelled mm-hmm. B-A-E,
mm-hmm.
is like a slang term for baby, like, you know, my girlfriend.
Bay? So this, but it, that makes no sense, because even if you spell baby, there's no E in baby.
I don't know.
So, all right, see, that shows the rift, the shift. I don't have it as a Gen Xer. But
all right. See, and I knew that, but, I'm on the Internet. But, you know, these baby boomers, they were just having some fun at their expense.
Mm-hmm.
They have one here where it's like, show them what an antique GPS looks like, and it's a map.
A map, you know? An old-fashioned paper map. Yeah, that's great.
Right.
Ask them to fax you something.
Yeah, or here's, I like this one. Show them how we used to Google, and it shows a set of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Britannicas, that's so classic, yeah.
They were having some fun at their expense. What I thought was interesting, okay,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
was the rebuttal on how the millennials responded. They did not, for the most part, kind of come back in kind.
No, they went for the jugular on the reply.
Yeah.
By the way, one other one, hashtag how to confuse a millennial, use big words and correct grammar.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
We're the grammar Nazis.
I've been guilty of harassing some millennials over that. Because
Me too. Yeah. We admit it. But they push back. How would we describe this one? Have them wake up Sunday morning to a hashtag like this where you vilify them for no reason. So somebody was upset by that, right?
Yeah, and they took it personally, and I get it. But you know what? The recurring theme on these rebuttals,
mm-hmm.
which you see over and over, is about how the baby boomers destroyed the housing market
mm-hmm.
and destroyed the economy and then said, here you go, millennials, now try and make it.
Yeah, go buy a house, right, with that.
Right.
It's a valid pushback, I have to say. I'm not going to, you know, say, oh, no, millennials, you got to figure this thing out, because we have to be honest. Again, we talk about self-effacing, the willingness to look at ourselves. Even when I talk, I know we're an international show now because we've got listeners all over the world, and I'm not afraid to speak about our own country and its failings as much as I love the essence of it. And I think, you know, baby boomers have to look at themselves the same way millennials do. And we'll give you the love. We'll spread the vitamin L in either direction. But when the notes are up, because our millennial decided to sleep in today, Captain Morgan, show notes will be up. We love her. You know that. You know, we kid because we love. Liam Sheff's coming up next hour. We're going to get an update on his health. And he's got an article up here at robertscottbell.com. You can read about it, too. Zilla Whatcott's coming up next, and we've got a video of that interview, too. WorldwideChoice.org for the conference. In the meantime, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.